I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Discovery. Time flies when you're learning super cool stuff. I'm Nate.
And I'm Callie. If you're dropping in for the first time, welcome to Curiosity, where we aim to blow your mind by helping you to grow your mind. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back.
Today, you'll learn about the psychological toll of steroid use, a very slow-moving penguin-iceberg collision, and why we sometimes get dizzy when we stand up.
Without further ado, let's satisfy some curiosity.
A study in Norway has found yet more reasons to avoid anabolic steroid use.
Now, these are the drugs that athletes take to improve their performance.
Exactly. We've all heard about them.
Well, and I know they're illegal, right? Like, there's always another story about an athlete being disqualified for using them. And I know there must be some adverse effects on the body, but aren't they illegal just because they give the athlete, like, an unfair advantage?
Well, they're illegal to take without a prescription in the same way any prescription drug is illegal. And it's not just because of their, you know, positive athletic effects. Misusing them or taking too much can lead to a ton of problems. Everything from hair loss to infertility to severe acne, but also more deadly conditions like an increased risk of liver disease, kidney disease, and heart disease. And they can cause high blood pressure and blood clots and high cholesterol.
Holy. Okay. So yeah, I get it. So you shouldn't take them unless your doctor prescribes them. Are these drugs really worth the risk?
Well, by some estimates, as many as 6% of young men in Western countries think that the benefits outweigh the risks. But this new study should give them even more pause. It was published in Brain and Behavior and looked specifically at steroids' effect on users' psychological well-being. And the results are not pretty.
Isn't it known that these drugs can affect mood? I mean, I think we've all heard the term roid rage before, right?
Exactly. The researchers wanted to get a better handle on how exactly steroids affected the psychological health of users.
Okay, so they wanted to break down the anecdotes and find actual data, in other words.
It's a very sciencey thing to do, right? So the study included 118 male steroid users and 97 non-users. Both groups were active weightlifters, which provided a baseline. In other words, they basically had the same kind of guys, except one group used steroids. And they all took a psychological inventory and were interviewed. Researchers assessed their exercise habits, their drug use, and analyzed those psychological inventories to compare their emotional states.
So the steroid users had more psychological issues.
Not just more, but like lots more. They displayed traits associated with antisocial personality disorder, which can include behaviors like impulsivity, deceitfulness, disregard for the rights of others, and a lack of empathy. They had more aggressive behaviors and were more passive-aggressive. They were more likely to suffer from traits of self-sabotage. They were more likely to have avoidant personality traits like excessive shyness, social inhibition, and a fear of rejection or criticism.
Holy cow. Okay, that's a huge list.
And it's not all, either. They were more likely to have symptoms of depression and schizotypal traits. The study found that, basically, the weightlifters who did not use steroids were just in much better shape psychologically.
Okay, so then rewinding to our first question, why risk it by using steroids without a prescription?
Well, a couple of things to note here. First, the steroid users also happened to be nearly 20 pounds heavier than their non-steroid using counterparts. And they were also lots stronger, but they actually spent less time working out.
Okay, I guess I could see how that would be enticing. If you could get stronger without all that work.
Yeah, it's definitely enticing to some. But the other thing to note is that this study doesn't show causation.
Now, this is something we've talked about a lot. They found an association between steroid use and these psychological issues, but they can't say for sure that the steroids are causing these problems.
That's true. It could be that those who already have these problems are the ones more likely to find steroid use acceptable in the first place. But if you use steroids without a prescription, according to this study, you are more likely to exhibit lots of these traits. And that alone should get fitness buffs to think twice about using steroids.
I mean, there really are no shortcuts. If you want to be healthy, you just have to put in the work. Recently, researchers scouring satellite images of Antarctica had a bit of a panic when they noticed that a massive iceberg called D30A had shifted course and was barreling right towards Clarence Island.
Ugh, imagine living on Clarence Island and watching this massive thing about to crush into your town.
Right? But, I mean, to imagine that, you'd also have to imagine that you were a chinstrap penguin, because that's who lives on this island.
Oh, the poor penguins.
But don't worry. See, this story has a happy ending, but it was pretty hairy there for a minute. So D30A was about half the size of Rhode Island. Imagine a giant chunk of ice about 45 miles long and over 12 miles wide.
Wow, that is enormous.
Yeah, no, it really was. It was formed from the breakup of another icy beast. It was iceberg D28 back in 2021, and it had been strolling along the coast of Antarctica for a while. Even though it was huge, scientists weren't all that concerned about it. These guys often just cruise along and eventually break up or make their way to warmer waters where they eventually meet their demise. But this one had something up its massive freezing cold sleeve. In late 2022, it suddenly just changed course.
I'm guessing that's when it made its dash toward Clarence Island and all those poor penguins.
Yeah, exactly. So Clarence Island isn't just a sweet hangout spot for chinstrap penguins. It's like the place to see and be seen. It's one of the most important breeding grounds for these little waddlers. Every year, as many as 100,000 breeding pairs come ashore to lay and incubate their eggs.
So they kind of put all their eggs into this one Clarence Island basket.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
So, all right, then a collision with an iceberg could really spell catastrophe.
You're right again. And while the chinstrap is about one of the most abundant species of penguins there is, a disruption in breeding of that size would still be a major setback, especially as climate change is affecting the lives and habitats of all Antarctic wildlife. And the chinstrap penguin, by the way, is a pretty cool little creature. They have been known to swim as far as 50 miles offshore to catch fish and feed in a single day.
Okay, so... All right, why are they called chinstrap penguins?
Okay, I actually had to Google this, but it's probably exactly the reason you think. They have this super cute little line under their beaks that extends across their upper bodies that looks like a little chin strap. But they've also been called stonebreaker penguins, which, I mean, just like stonebreaker penguin, that sounds awesome.
Do they like also have a pattern of feathers that looks like a pickaxe or something?
Nope, it's because their vocalizations can be so shrill and so loud, it said it could shatter rock. I mean, of course, that's just a bit of a hyperbole, but I still wouldn't want to be in a small space with a screaming chin strap.
Okay. So what happened with the iceberg? Did it smash into the island?
Yeah. So it plowed right on into it, and the iceberg actually dwarfed the island in size, so it was pretty major. The ice broke up some and encircled the island briefly. When collisions like this happen, they can entrap wildlife, stopping them from reaching the sea and food, and the melting ice can change the salinity and the temperature of the water, which could be another setback for local flora and fauna.
So this all sounds terrible, but you said it had a happy ending.
Well, I mean, it turns out the iceberg came a-knocking, but no one was home.
Wait, so the penguins just weren't there?
They hadn't yet come ashore to lay and incubate their eggs. But had the iceberg come along 2 months later, the next generation of the chinstrap penguin could have been compromised.
Okay, you always think about Antarctica as this frozen, desolate place. But then I guess stories like this remind you how active and wild it can actually be.
Yeah, and with climate change, it's getting more and more active in a way that's hard to predict, which also means it's a place ripe for new discoveries.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever stood up suddenly and it felt like you'd just gotten off of a crazy roller coaster?
Yeah, like when you stand up suddenly and you're super dizzy. I mean, this actually happens to me like all the time.
Well, have you ever noticed when that happens that the room also like gets darker too? Your vision just like...
Not just darker. Sometimes I black out. Are you telling me I should be worried?
Actually.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is not a story that you get to just leave me hanging on.
All right, you're probably fine. You almost certainly don't have anything to worry about.
Man, there was so much drama.
I know, it's the stories that sell. Gotta move those papers. I don't know.
Yeah.
That experience is called postural or orthostatic hypotension, and it's a pretty cool, if not a little unnerving, chain of events that takes place all over our bodies that we aren't even aware of. At its most basic level, the dizziness, that darkened vision, it's all because when you stand up, there's a sudden drop in blood pressure.
I assumed it had something to do with blood pressure. I mean, going from sitting to standing has something to do with it, right?
Right. When you stand up, sometimes nearly a quart of blood gets pulled into your legs, which causes a quick dip in blood pressure. And that's just where the fun begins. So it turns out our arteries have these pressure-sensitive receptors that hit the alarm when our blood pressure drops like that. And that alarm makes our blood vessels contract, signals our leg and core muscles to tighten up, and it kicks our hearts into a higher gear.
I never thought that doing something as simple as standing could be such a production.
And that's not even all of it. Because of all that shifting blood and changing blood pressure, the light sensors in our retinas lose oxygen.
So the room goes dark?
Exactly.
Huh, it's like one of those invisible biological chain reactions that we take for granted. And to be honest, okay, it doesn't happen to me all that often. I can't even really remember the last time.
That is good, because doctors say that the only time to really be concerned is if it happens a lot or if the dizziness or the darkened vision lasts for more than 3 or so minutes. That can be a sign of other problems. But for those of us under the age of 65, it'll happen most often if we're dehydrated or if we have low blood sugar. And drinking alcohol can also have an impact. So really anything that makes it harder for that natural blood pressure chain reaction to come off without a hitch.
Okay, so drink water, avoid booze, and make sure you have a nice snack before you stand up.
I recommend doing that every time before you stand up.
All those things, just do it.
Yes. No, usually it's not a big deal, but it's, of course, never a bad idea to just listen to your body, even when it's working overtime behind the scenes. Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up. A recent study in Norway has revealed a concerning connection between male weightlifters who use anabolic androgenic steroids, AAS, and psychopathological symptoms. While AAS users exhibited greater strength despite less training, they also displayed a range of personality disorder traits, including antisocial, aggressive, and depressive tendencies, shedding light on the complex relationship between steroid use and mental health.
A colossal iceberg half the size of Rhode Island pulled off a surprise stunt in Antarctica, veering off course and crash-landing into a penguin haven on Clarence Island. Luckily, the penguins were still at sea, avoiding an icy catastrophe, but it's a chilling reminder of how nature's whims can make even the wildest drifts of ice pack an unexpected twist.
Ever wonder why you sometimes get dizzy and your vision dims when you stand up suddenly? It's due to postural hypotension, a temporary drop in blood pressure and oxygen supply to the brain and retinal tissue, triggered by a rapid change in body position, and it's usually harmless. However, persistent episodes lasting more than 3 minutes, or chronic orthostatic hypotension, can be concerning, potentially causing falls and increasing the risk of cardiovascular and kidney problems. Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery.
You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we would love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.